You're listening to SBS News.
A delegation of four refugees from Sri Lanka and Iran have taken their fight to the halls of Parliament. They're representing a group of thousands of people in Australia who have had visa claims rejected under a now defunct system. Narges Chaterian came to Australia with her husband and three children in 2013.
Please end up this limbo, this nightmare, because more than a decade we came here and we lost of the relative in our country.
Tamil refugee Rati Bartlett is a mother of two daughters, one of them a citizen, having been born in Australia. But Miss Bartlett isn't afforded the same privilege.
But still now, we are safe, but with the open prison. In our country, we are in the prison, but in here, we are in the open prison.
Both women had their asylum cases rejected under what was known as the fast-track system, introduced by the coalition in 2014. It argued the policy would clear the backlog of asylum claims, but critics like Professor Daniel Gesselbach from the University of New South Wales say the process was heavily restricting.
And the result was, a deeply flawed process where people weren't effectively able to put forward their asylum claims, and many people who are in fact refugees were not found to be owed protection. So I think this will really go down as one of the biggest asylum policy failures that the Australian government has made.
In 2024, the new Labor government effectively abolished the system, which UNSW figures show did lead to an increase in cases being approved. But for those already under the scheme, like Rati Bartlett, little changed.
When the Labor won the election, we were celebrated because we thought, okay, something going to happen to our life. But nothing happened. Still, we are in limbo. We are in uncertainty.
The government has committed to resolving the status of those subjected to the fast-track system, many of them now remaining on short-term temporary visas. With a commanding majority in the 48th Parliament, advocates like Jana Favero from the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre say now is the time for Labor to act decisively on visa processing.
We heard in Albanese's election speech talking about ambition, talking about opportunity, talking about Australian values and fairness, and those are exactly the same things that refugees who have been abandoned by the Australian government 13 years are looking for.
Rati Bartlett is keen to highlight her contribution to her new home.
I'm working. I'm an aged care worker. I'm doing my own business. I'm a hairdresser too. So I'm contributing this community as much as along. Every single day, I am giving back this community, but I haven't get any back from this government. The system is failed us. The system is punishing us.
The coalition, which introduced the scheme, says it's now in the process of reviewing its immigration policy. Tysock Husey, SBS News.